afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and you're listening to Financial Survival. I'm here with my co-host, Alfred Adisk, to bring you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events. Today is Tuesday, February 14th, 2017. Good afternoon, Alfred.
Good afternoon, Mel Adi.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day. That's right.
And
Valentine's
I just want to say, I have one question to the listeners.
Will you Every time we have a holiday, I go into paranoia. It's like, this is April Fool's, isn't it?
I have one question to the listeners. Will you be my Valentine? Remember when we were little kids and they used to have those little Valentines that you'd they'd come in these little boxes and you just gave them to everybody and they all said, "You be my Valentine."
Yeah, and we had you had 20 or 30 of them, you know.
Yeah, for 99 cents.
As you get older, you don't get more Valentines. You know, there's maybe a lesson here. It's when you're a little kid. Okay, everybody loves you. You get a little bit older, you start to have some of your own opinions and the rest of that, you become a little less lovable.
And you get to a point where I'm very lovable. Well, I better be. Let's move on. Gold today was lovable. Gold had a Valentine's Day.
Good.
Gold was up 310. It was stronger earlier in the day. It whittled back a little bit. Up 310 today at 1,228. You have silver. Up 11 cents today at 1801. Platinum was up 3 at 1004. And palladium was up 6 at $785. The USDX today was up 0.23, 101.23. Crude oil was up 30 at 53.23. And of course, I should just say the paper markets were up. It's just becoming a daily routine here. You have the paper markets. The Dow, I believe, was up about 92 points, 20,504. You have the NASDAQ up 18 at 5,782. The S&P is up 9 at 2,337. The 10-year yield was up 0.04 at 2.47%. And my computer's a little slow today. The euro, 0.17 to the down at 106. Japan got hit yesterday, a little over 1%. German and the London and Hong Kong were barely unchanged overnight. So again, we continued with the stronger paper markets, a little bit stronger gold, and doesn't seem anything in the news has any influence whatsoever on the paper markets, but I had wanted to talk a little bit more on some of the inflation numbers I had and so forth, but I'm excited to have Greg Hunter. He's standing by, ready to join us from the USAWatchdog.com. Make sure you get to his website. He's got some great, wonderful interviews, and I always love having Greg on the program. Good afternoon, Greg.
I love being on. Good afternoon. No Alfred Addis today? No Alfred?
Oh, yeah, I'm here.
Oh, Alfred, baby. How you doing?
Can't complain, Greg.
Good. I call everybody baby, too.
I take no offense unless you put your hand on my knee. If you're going to do that, then probably it won't work out. But other than that,
no, that's not me, baby. That's not me. I'm stuck in my heterosexual love life with my wife.
What can I tell you?
I like chicks, man. I like chicks.
Do you call chicks honey?
I called my wife honey. My wife is funny.
Oh, good.
My wife, about 6 months ago, she says, a year ago, she says, "Hey, would you like to go to a bar?" I says, "No, I really don't." She says, "Why not?" I said, "Because I got a chick." There's nothing for me there. Really. There's nothing for me there. I do have a girlfriend. She's called Sunshine, the dog. So, that's the only thing that won't cost me half of
that's
the
what course. Happens, Excuse but, me. You know, that has a lot to do with your chronology also. You wouldn't have said that when you were in your 20s. I'm going to guess you must be a tad over 30.
Yeah. By two. Yeah, I'm a little over 30. That's funny. Yeah. How are you liking the propaganda media? Let's just call it what it is, the propaganda
Love
media.
It. Love it. I mean, it's almost insane. Isn't it self-destructive? Are they destroying themselves, or are they showing us how powerful they are?
They are not powerful, because if they were, Trump wouldn't be president.
Yeah.
True.
I'll tell you something about why you know, I just heard what is it, that little weasel, I worked with him at CNN, at Jake Tapper. He was dogging out Kellyanne Conway. Oh, do you say we're fake news? And I say yes you are fake news. You're fake news because there's 8 or 9 different incidents with people disclosed by WikiLeaks of you conspiring with the Clinton campaign. Yes, you are Wiki. Yes, you are fake news according to WikiLeaks, and all the proof is there. And you know, did we forget about that? It was just a few months ago. And the they had somebody on their payroll, Donna Brazile, who was cheating for Clinton to try to get her in the horrible candidate she was to win the primary. She didn't win. She cheated her way in. And they had somebody on their staff, Donna Brazile, paid on their staff to help her cheat. And the first time they found out about it, they didn't fire her immediately. And all the people that helped conspire with the Clintons from CNN, not a single one was fired. And one of them, Glenn Thrush, got arguably a promotion to the New York Times to cover political news. He's the one that told Podesta in an email, gosh, I've turned into such a hack. That's what he says he is, a hack. And that's the person that the New York Times wanted to have. You know, they wrote this big thing about how they were going to cover the news fairly. We covered Trump fairly. No, they didn't. It's a lie. And I'll tell you another little tidbit that you should love this. Before I left CNN, they put out a memo to the staff saying, we will no longer use the term illegal alien. We'll use the term undocumented. That's a lie right there, which is fake news. That's a political term.
Well, let me ask you this. What if somebody came into your house and instead of saying they were a burglar, they said they're an undocumented family member?
That's right.
Would that make it all right?
Visitor.
Yeah, an undocumented visitor. How about that?
Yes. And so that is a political ploy by CNN, which proves as a matter of policy, they are a fake news organization with a political bent to make it out like the people who entered this country illegally and are sucking benefits off America, to make it out like, oh, it's just undocumented. So that's a political move. So yes, CNN and all the rest are fake news. And for that reason, these people that are here are illegal aliens. They are illegally here. They're not undocumented. Like, I feel so bad when you just say they're undocumented. Oh, I mean, like, nobody knows they're here. Oh, it's just a computer error. If we document them, everything will be fine. They can keep sucking off us. Our own county here, now that, thank you, Donald Trump, is saying that there's hundreds of millions of dollars spent, and the deciding factor in things they'd like to do is made because of all the illegal immigration and all the illegal immigrants that are sucking benefits out of just the one county where there's 3,000 counties here in America, just the one county here in America, in Guilford County, the one I live in. They're talking a big story about how, you know, hey, everything we do has to have this factor in there that really slows us down from doing things for the real citizens here. So, yes, they're fake news. And Flynn, I just had Michael Flynn, General Flynn, I just had Catherine Austin Fitz on. You know what she was saying? Well, you know, how you attack somebody is you take out their lieutenants. And what did Michael Flynn, what was he doing during the Obama administration and quit over it? Hey, the information is fake. Hey, we're not talking about the real threat to America. And he continued to do this. Remember, he was a big guest on Fox talking crap about the Obama administration, the real security threats. Oh, so they took him out and they want to make it out like, the Russians can blackmail him. And, you know, the Trump administration, he took himself out of play, but doesn't mean he won't continue to work for Donald Trump, even if it's covertly and off the books.
Is there a leak?
Do what?
Is there a leak in the White House?
Oh, there's got to be.
Or is it the CIA?
The United States says there's a leak. Trump says there's a leak. Donald Trump says there are leakers, and they should be in trouble for that. And this is the State Department was the ones that leaked. This is the legacy State Department in the Obama administration. And what Tillerson has just started to clean house over there. There's been widely reported that there was a contingent of people who were overtly and intentionally helping the Muslim Brotherhood, which I suspect Trump will at some point in this first administration name as a terror organization.
Yeah.
So I mean, so this is—he's only been in office 3 weeks. Wow. We do live in interesting times, and there are people.
Yeah,
there are the oligarchs, you know, the Republicans, the Paul Ryans of the world, who I think he's a supreme weasel, and the. And then there are the and the oligarchs are on both sides, the criminal crony class that I've talked about are on both sides, and then you have the prostitute propaganda media. I'm not even going to call them press because they're not. And then you have the the lying weasel Democrats who you know, I was listening to Rush Limbaugh, and he made a really good point that just hit me. He says they've done nothing to change the reason why they lost.
Yeah.
They want you to think that just people just got it wrong, that you know, Hillary just lost, that there weren't any issues, that Trump is a entertainer, he's a better entertainer than Clinton. No, all false. Do you know, I haven't seen, I'm shocked anytime I see a neutral headline on USA Today. Or a neutral headline on the Washington Post. I get their feeds, and I'm shocked when I find just a neutral one. And I've never seen a positive headline for Donald Trump on either of those publications. And most of them, I never see a positive headline. And they're using everything they can to do a mind control, a thought shaping, an idea that most Americans are not for Donald Trump, that most Americans that voted for him are having second thoughts, that he's not legitimate, that there's another one. Oh, that he is mentally unsound. He's unfit for presidency. This is started under the Hillary Clinton campaign. And any wackadoodle Democrat could say, I think he's crazy. He doesn't, because he's not he's not crazy. That's just putting that lie out. Joseph Goebbels, tell a lie big enough and say it long enough and see people will believe it. And so that's just this big giant psyop that has, that the mainstream press has become a part of, the messenger of, a big giant massive psyop against America, which means
what is the point to this psyop?
They want to undermine Donald Trump and try to take him out.
I understand that, but if they're not planning, it doesn't make good sense if they expect him to be in office for 4 years.
They would like to remove him.
I mean,
in some way,
quickly.
Shape, or form, they want to make it. They want to destabilize him as much as possible, so he won't be effective in striking at their base. And their base is all the crap that people voted for Trump to fix: Obamacare, all these phony trade deals, like the Trans-Pacific Partnership, which you have the President of the United States, Obama, at the time over in Vietnam, telling them, "Hey, the TPP, Trans-Pacific Partnership, is going to be a good job creator for you folks over there." You never heard him give a speech like that over here because it wasn't going to create jobs over here. And so he is attacking the illegal immigration, which they keep telling us is false, and I'll tell you right now, it is not. The illegal voting, I should say, they say, there's no evidence. That's totally yes. The Wayne County, Michigan, I'm just excited our country's under attack. I'm sorry. I am upset and excited. This is not some small little, red state, blue state deal. This is people who want to undermine and take
over
America.
This is organized and persistent, and it doesn't appear that they're going to let this go. This isn't winding down where you think they will finally just get tired of their own crapola and they'll just go home and watch TV or something. No, they it seems like, if anything, they are undaunted.
Obama has his own now super PAC where he, quote, is cooking up all kinds of good things. Oh, you mean you couldn't cook up the same good things while you were president for 8 years?
Yeah.
And he's cooking up, all these, and the media, there's another reason why I call the media fake news. They failed to report all the paid protesters. That's not an organic Tea Party, which they want you to believe, the left Tea Party. That's total BS. That is the organization of paid people to destroy people's First Amendment rights at town hall meetings, and also to give you the idea that there's chaos at the airports. And when they didn't, never reported that these people were paid, and some of which by George Soros and the Obama Foundation, which he brags of 32,000 people nationwide, that he can go out and disrupt things around the country. That is a First Amendment violation. That is sedition. That is paid people paid to create havoc and violence and disrupt America. That's not an organic protest.
Let me ask you this. I agree with what you're saying, but how do we compare the protesters that are out there still trying to raise Cain and the optimism that we see in the stock markets? Which is real? Which is more real? The optimism that we're seeing in the stock market, for example, or the pessimism that we're seeing behind the protesters? Is one real, one false, or are they both real in a way that's going to create a conflict?
They're not both real. The protesters are paid. The underlying thing with the protesters is they are paid. Let's get that out of the way right now. These people are paid and organized by the organizer-in-chief now, Obama. These people are paid. They have a 501c4, which they don't have to say where their funding comes from. Obama has his own little fortress, 8 blocks from the White House, who has big walls. We're going to build bridges. Why did he put bridges into his house instead of the walls around his house? And so forget this idea that the protest, the basis of the protest, is some organic thing, most of which are paid. A large contingency of it are paid, period, the end. And I think the exuberance of the stock market is people are putting their money where their mouth is. So on that end, that you have people saying, hey, this thing's going to go higher. Part of it also, too, is that the Fed, boy, they're sending some crazy signals. Stanley Fisher, the vice chair on Sunday, basically said, oh, there's some destabilizing things going on, which is, hint, hint, we're not going to raise rates. You had James Bullard from the St. Louis Fed saying, we're not going to raise rates for at least a year. And then in testimony today in the Capitol Hill, you have Janet Yellen saying, yeah, we're going to raise rates. Yeah. We can't put her off too long. It's psychopathic. It's goofy. It's, I don't know what they're doing, playing good cop, bad cop, or trying to give the idea that there's some fight over raising rates. If they raise rates, they'll crash the markets. That's all there's to it. If they raise rates, they'll crash the bond market. And that's the biggest thing, is that they'll crash the bond market. I know Melody just said the 10-year rate is at about 2.5%. Funny how that doesn't go up any higher.
Yeah, that's true.
It really should be going much higher. I think it got out of control, got ahead of them, because it went from, in July of 16, 1.3334%, and now it's 2.5. They only raised rates a quarter of a percent, 25 basis points. So, the problem with raising rates is that all rates will rise. Maybe they want to do that. Maybe they don't. I don't know. They have to protect their banks, according to John Williams, that they're still in deep trouble, that they're not in good shape.
Let's talk a little more about protecting the banks in a moment. We're going to break for a couple of commercials. We're here with Greg Hunter from USAWatchdog.com. Please stay tuned to Financial Survival. We'll be right back.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Hi, folks. I'm Alfred Addisk here with Melody Cederstrom on Financial Survival with our guest Greg Hunter from USAWatchdog.com. Some of the best video interviews available on the internet. USAWatchdog.com. I got an article here from InfoWars, and the headline is Eddie Griffin, who is a black radio talk show host. He calls for Trump's assassination. It says
that is a felony.
Yeah,
I understand.
How do they get away with it?
Is this just the equivalent?
To go there and arrest him now.
I think Madonna committed a felony by talking about
burning down the White House.
Yep.
But I think if he's calling for Trump's assassination, he should be arrested immediately.
I agree.
That is a felony. You cannot make this a threat against the life of the president. And I believe
he's not threatening himself. What he's asking, he says,
y'all
took out one president, referring to Kennedy. You need to take out another. He says, y'all need to put Trump in a convertible and take him out, or better yet, the driver should take him out. I'm wondering, is this the equivalent of a wardrobe malfunction, or is this evidence that something is wrong? Seriously, wrong. You know, we talk about a wardrobe malfunction, blah, blah, blah. This is just shocking.
This is the people that lost. Listen, the reason why the left lost in this country is because of the issues by Donald Trump. He's the messenger. I got Gerald Celente on tonight. And he says, listen, if you take a look at Trump, he is the messenger. He's not the message. And the message is this anti-globalist. Look at Marine Le Pen. Look at what the people going against Merkel gaining ground. Marine Le Pen in France is gaining ground. In Spain, gaining ground. In Venezuela, they've had enough of the socialism. They've had enough of the New World Order. You've got the New World Order people like Bill and Melinda Gates, who incidentally gave $150 million to the Clinton Foundation that is now shutting down. What I've been telling you is a global charity fraud. Have you noticed that's not even a story in the mainstream press?
Yeah.
That's quietly shutting down and nobody's asking any questions about it. Have you noticed that?
I've noticed it. One of the things that's also noticed is that Bill Clinton seems to have disappeared for a while. Hillary and her daughter Chelsea are still around. They're still getting some headlines. Bill seems to have disappeared. Am I mistaken about that?
You are not mistaken, but how can you shut down a multi-billion-dollar charity that Hillary Clinton herself said she was not going to shut down if she got into the White House? Chelsea was going to run it, that kind of thing. And this is, we helped all these people. So they helped all these people, and all of a sudden, boom, there's no more donations going to it. It's shutting down, and nobody in the mainstream press has decided to do anything about, this thing is shutting down. By the way, when you shut a charity down, there are all kinds of laws with a charity, according to Charles Ertel, that you can't just open a charity and then collect money and shut it down. Wait a minute. What did you do with that money? There are laws that show that you have to show an exact accounting of what you did with that 501c3 charity money, which the damn thing never was a 501c3. It was a archival presidential library. That's what it was.
That's right.
What the paperwork says. So, and this idea, this gotten top ratings from charity. Oh, please stop. Those are nincompoops. They have no idea the sophistication and level of this kind of money in a charity. There's no way they'd have the sophistication to be able to call it what it is. But it's shutting down. Why? It was such a great. That'd be like the if the American Red Cross was shutting down. Wouldn't that be a huge story?
Who's going to get the blood? That's what it comes down to. There's
got
to
be
a blood bank someplace. What are they going to do with the vials of blood? And I'm talking and thinking in terms of the Red Cross. Same thing with the charity. Somebody's got a stack of money. Who's going to get it?
They have to account for that. They also have to prove they were a charity. You can't just be a charity, according to Charles Hertel, and just shut down and take all your money and go home. Say, oh, hey, thanks, suckers. That there are all kinds of laws in multiple in every state in the union that says, hey, wait a minute. And Bill and Melinda Gates gave those weasels $150 million out of the Gates Foundation, or whatever the hell is Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. If they don't know that's a fraud, then they're totally stupid. But whatever they gave to them, they can't write off if it's not really a legit charity. Yeah. But have you noticed that story is non-existent? That she's shutting down a huge global quote-unquote charity. It's a fraud. I think it's a fraud. And she could sue me if she'd like, and then I want to just have discovery on how that's a real charity. So it's not a charity. It's a racketeering organization. That's what it was. That's according to James Kallstrom, the former assistant director of the FBI. So it's a huge, huge criminal conspiracy.
You know,
back to the mainstream press. The mainstream press is dying. They have revealed themselves that they are not the press, they are propaganda. You know, when you have it as your edict to not call illegal aliens, call them undocumented, that's a political ploy. That means the whole damn organization is not an organization. They're misleading the public, telling people that people coming across the border and collecting benefits, that's just undocumented. That's not illegal immigration. Which is exactly what it is. And, you know, what they've done is just about this war with Donald Trump, which they are killing themselves. I mean, there's a story on InfoWars saying that that they're losing the fight, that NBC is losing. They're using their Saturday Night Live, which is supposed to be funny, which it's not, which is why the ratings are tanking on it, because it's not funny. It's some political thought shaping. That's what it's turned into. Not really, you know, let's do something that's funny, and everybody will be in our sights. Oh, no, no, oh, no, 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 no. No, it has to be some negative thing with that bizarre wackadoodle, what's his name, imitating Trump.
He's going to
leave
the
country. Alec Baldwin.
Alec Baldwin should have left the country. He should be leaving the country. He said he's going to leave the country when Bush was elected. Why didn't you leave? But they're five. See, they don't. And please keep in mind, they have not changed anything about the Democrat Party. They want to say that voter fraud is non-existent. There's no proof. That's total BS. The Wayne County, where they had Wayne County in this last election, thank you, Jill Stein, for forcing that recount. They couldn't recount the votes in 390, almost 400 precincts. They had more voters, more votes than registered voters. Okay? That was voter fraud. They want to tell you there's no voter fraud. Oh, no, because that's all they have left. And I do think Trump's going to be right. There's 3 to 5 million. He may be on the low side. I do think there is voter fraud, particularly in California, where they give driver's license, and you can't look at the driver's license. It's disenfranchising. Really? Yeah, try that next time you're pulled over when the state trooper pulls you over and says, did you know you're doing 80 and a 65? And you say, can I see your license and registration? I'm sorry, you're disenfranchising me as a citizen. Go open up a bank account and tell them, you know, when they give you the Patriot Act song and dance about how, well, we need a valid ID, and, oh, wait, that's disenfranchising me. No, I don't want to give you a valid ID, right? And so, anyway, the long and short of it is that this is a big war, and it is continuing, and they are trying to take him out before. They try to take him out with the Electoral College thing, and Sante talks about this. They try to take him out, you know, with the Russia thing. They try to take him out with a vote recount thing. Now they're trying to take him out with, he's corrupt, and he's insane, and he's crazy, because they're afraid he's going to be successful, and he has been successful. He has been successful. Already.
He's demonstrated something around the world. He's part of something. He's given people a certain amount of hope around the world that we can get some of this big government off our back. It's not just here. He's had an effect, or at least he's happening at the same time things like Brexit are taking place.
Whose time has come.
We're dealing with maybe an idea, not necessarily dealing with Trump, but maybe we're dealing with the idea whose time has come, which people have said, hey, there's nothing more powerful than an idea whose time has come. Maybe Trump, if he were taken out, would it stop this idea? Would the idea be quenched? Can you stop it by getting rid of Trump? Or will somebody step into his shoes?
You may start a civil war.
Well, I don't mean it. I'm not looking for a civil war, but I'm just saying,
I mean,
is there...
You asked me what would happen. Would it take it out? I said you may start a civil war. That was my answer. You may start a civil war. This is ugly. This is really ugly.
Dangerous.
You got people that Obama is paying. This is on. This is reported. This is a reported story that his Obama Foundation, which is he's cooking up all kinds of good stuff. His quote, and he is paying people to go to the airport. For example, CNN. So CNN reports the fact that there are protests at the airport. What they don't report is that the protesters are paid. They report it as if it's organic, and it's not. And they're paid by their former party leader, which that's what they are, Democrats under the auspices of the Democrat Party, the Democrat/Progressive/Communist Party, and they don't report that. That's fake news. A lie by omission is still fake news. They want to report it and have their cameras set up, you know, around the country. Look at all this. Look at these protesters. Yeah, they're organized and they're paid. Yeah, that's right. Fake news. That's fake news. That's thought you
again.
I mean,
fake
is,
for what purpose is the point here? I know they're
Trump
trying to
to make people think.
Yeah, they're deceiving people. They're trying to change public opinion
that's
about
right.
certain things and rest of that.
Yes, they're
but
trying to make
to
it out
what
like there's
point?
All
the next election's 2 years away, and that's an off year. Election, next presidential election,
for
4 years.
The next election 2 years away. I mean, they want to take him out, Alfred. This is getting ugly.
I know. That's the implication of this. This
and
is
the
war.
Democrats
that's the implication. This is,
this
is a pretext for violence before we're done here.
It's a pretext for them trying to start some legal action against him. But it's not going to work. It's not working. It's not going to work. It's not working.
Let's say it.
It's
let's suppose it does work against Trump. What's that going to do about the next president after Trump? And the one after that, and the one after that. Once we establish a precedent that we can start suing a suing a president, can any future president get out from under that?
I think so. And you know, Alfred, this is early on in the game here. This is he's just barely set his cabinet, which I'm surprised Mnuchin, which I wasn't really a fan of all the people in his cabinet. I like everybody else, including Flynn, incidentally. And Trump was hitting the ground running. You know, when he got elected, he started going to work right away. He started acting as a de facto president, even though he wasn't, with Obama doing everything he can to try and make life as difficult as he can, including giving Hamas $224 million that the press just gave a big yawn over, which is a known terrorist organization. Hamas gave him $224 million. And the Palestinian Authority, I guess, but they're combined, so it's Hamas. And so, you know, and then all the things with the Israeli gave the Wailing Wall to the Palestinians in the UN resolution, which they didn't block. So, I mean, this is an unbelievable, you know, a former President Obama who is now paying people to go, quote unquote, protest and which sometimes turn into violence and riots. And nobody says a word about that. You know, that you're supposed to resist. Not that we're supposed to work together. But that's
if
not happening.
If someone is injured in one of these protests or by the protesters, and the protesters are being paid, is there a legal basis for suing the people that are paying the protesters?
I'm not an attorney, but I would imagine there would be.
I would have to think so. And I think you
think
can sue
so.
Big
and,
time.
But the press
I mean, if they burned
this.
Your house down or your business or they broke your leg or something like that, I would have to imagine there'd be an opportunity to sue
but you'd
the
have
people.
To track, you'd have to track the person down and have to prove it. So.
Yeah, I know. I mean, it's not going
to
be easy.
We didn't pay to do that. And here in our rules say this, be peaceful, wink, wink, nod, nod. You know, I don't have any idea, but here's my major point, and my major point is we're being lied to by the fake news major press that lie by omission and by not coming out with that lie is unbelievable, and they're not doing a story about the people leaking. So it's okay to get the leaks as long as they destroy the person you want destroyed. I mean, that's the first thing Trump said was this real story are the leaks, just like the leak about this this national security meeting, which, you know, CNN, you know, wanted to do a story and said, we have every right to do a story on the national security meeting, you know, with President Trump about, you know, urinating on the beds and all that, you know, and Michael Cohen, the wrong Michael Cohen over with Russian ties, and, you know, by the former MI6 spy, that totally bogus lies, and they wanted to ask Trump questions about this, and they should have run down that all the stuff was factually incorrect or unsubstantiated or fictional. All the stuff in the whole thing was fictional and leaked out, of course. And the CNN reporter Jim Acosta didn't finish his own story. It wouldn't have been a story if he would have finished it. I could have never got a story like that by ever. You'd never get a story like that by about Obama. They would tell you at the standards and practice and legal and say, well, wait a minute. Just like the story of the bust, you know, in Martin Luther King, that they came out by the Time magazine that, oh, it was out of the White House and the boss was supporting him. You know why the boss supported him, right? Because he came back and said, hey, I want to do a story about this bust. And she went, great, it'll make Trump look like a racist. And what she should have said, the boss at Time magazine, was, you better call over to the White House and make sure that bust is not in the White House. But instead, they ran with the story, so the boss had to protect and basically take up for the reporter because she okayed the story about Trump's a racist by taking the MLK bust out of the Oval Office when they moved it to another position inside the office. So, and that's what we're getting is a giant mind control, a big psyop, a big thought shaping. Don't believe for one minute that most people aren't for this. The polls say that people are for overwhelmingly, like I don't know, 3 to 1, overwhelmingly for the immigration crackdown in enforcing our immigration laws. Overwhelmingly, but they want you to think that he's evil and Trump's destroying family. No, that family destroyed itself by coming here.
That's right.
Obama coming
That's
here
right.
illegally.
If people were concerned about their families, why did they leave their family to come up here?
And why did they take their family when they knew they were illegal aliens coming to America and they knew they were breaking the law? They knew it.
And again, suppose a family breaks into your house instead of just a random gang of thugs. A family breaks into your house. Does that mean it's okay if they steal the TV and the computer and whatever else they can find?
They're just undocumented visitors, not burglars. They're just undocumented visitors. What are you talking about, Alfred? You know, it's okay. They got kids.
See, I'm a little too old to be politically correct, so I suppose that's part of the problem. Undocumented visitors are politically correct. Undocumented workers are politically correct. Illegal aliens are not. That's as bizarre as bringing the Muslims into Europe. They're gonna do terrible damage there before this is done. And we open our doors the same way in this country, we're going to see much the same thing. We're going to take a break for a couple more commercials. Melody and I will be back with our guest, Greg Hunter from USAWatchdog.com. Please stay tuned. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
Won't you take me back to school?
Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, folks. I'm Alfred Addis here with Melody Cederstrom on Financial Survival with our guest, Greg Hunter from USAWatchdog.com. Again, some of the best video interviews on the Internet. I believe you've interviewed Jim Rogers. Isn't that true?
Yes, a while ago.
Yeah. He's been recently interviewed by someone else, but he said in the context of the interview, he said, we're about to have the worst economic problems of a lifetime, and a lot of people are going to disappear.
What are you talking about? A lot of people disappearing, companies disappearing. You're talking about companies disappearing, you know, like the Lehman Brothers disappeared and Bear Stearns disappeared and other companies disappeared. I read that article, but it's, you know, go bankrupt. And, you know, we're talking about a bond market that is unbelievably unstable. And if you have this this populism, this is why Bill Gates is, you know, he's like opining the fact that, you know, America might put America first instead of, you know, saving Africa. And I say, yes, I think America should be put first. Just like, you know, when they... Just like when you, and I'll tell you why. Because when, you know, you hear this thing about, you know, if you we run into a sudden loss of pressure in the cabin, an oxygen mask will come out of the ceiling. If you're traveling with a small child, put your oxygen mask on first, right? Why do they say that? So you're not fiddle-dicking around with the your child, and then you die. So you die, and your child, oh, he's got his oxygen mask on. You die. So you have to put yours on first, and America should always put its oxygen mask on first so we can help other people. Otherwise, you'll be no help to your children or to your other to people who need your help if you're not stable and strong. So America should be stable and strong. That's the best thing we could do for the world if we ever expect
can
to help
we?
People.
Can we be stable and strong under the current circumstances, given the size of the debt, for example? Is it possible to really be strong, or do we have to pay a price before we can regain our strength?
I wanted to say one more thing. They're trying to delegitimize Trump and say, oh, my gosh, he can. Flynn could have been blackmailed by the Russians. And this was New York Times, Thomas Friedman, saying that this was a September 11th or World War II Japanese Pearl Harbor bombing event. The Russians hacking our election. No. Hillary Clinton was a terrible candidate. They committed voter fraud to get the popular vote. She was a horrible candidate, and the Russians didn't make the people in all the Rust Belt states in Ohio and other states like Pennsylvania and Michigan and Wisconsin vote for Donald Trump. Nope, the Russians didn't do that. But they want to delegitimize the president. That's what they're trying to do. That's what Michael Flynn is about, to try to delegitimize the president and the presidency, because they know he's going to attack their core, and their core is what? Massive immigration, voter fraud, illegal immigration, and dirty tricks and lies. And the other thing that Catherine Austin Fitz talked about, and also Warren Pollack talked about, Trump going on the offensive, and what do we have? All these immigration busts. Then you start hearing that we have this pedophilia busts going on around the world. And there's some powerful forces in the background that are happening, and you know, we have a heck of a fight on our hands.
No, I understand.
These people want the New World Order. They want to chip us. They want Agenda 21. They want no borders. They want everybody to be plebes and only a few people like Bill and Melinda Gates to have a few bucks. They don't like the First Amendment. They don't like the Second Amendment. They don't like anybody having rights. Oh no! They want to take away cash like they're doing. They started doing in Europe and they did in India. They want to control you. And you know, like the Rockefeller said years ago, you know, we'll take away your cash, and if you get in line, we'll just cut your money off.
Yeah.
So that's what we're fighting against. We're fighting against something big.
And we're fighting against, you know, they have been complaining about secret, Trump's been complaining about secret negotiations between the Federal Reserve and foreign banks, foreign central banks.
That was a story, a big story that came out, legitimate, reportable story. They have no business doing that.
I agree with that. But what it tells you, what it implies at least, is that the opposition is the central bank system.
I would say if they're engaging
in private negotiations that aren't subject to government supervision, government regulation, government just watching, observation, if they think they are not, who are they subject to? And it appears that they are acting as if they're a law unto themselves.
Is that where the adversaries hold up?
Are they hold up in the central banks, or is that just a mechanism, a means?
It's complicated on a lot of levels. I mean, Cliff High said it. Basically, we have A team and B team, and the A team won. You know, that the Trump team won, and he couldn't have won without big support by places like in the Pentagon, which probably had their own battles. Every one of these places have their own battles, the CIA, the Pentagon, you know, the State Department. They have their own, you know, subsets of people, you know, and you have to go in and clear them out. And Trump has only been in office 3 weeks, so he's going to be clearing out the opposition in government. That's what I think, just like Obama did. And I think they'll be clearing out opposition in government, and they'll be putting people who are pro-Constitution and pro-American in government. This leaks about Flynn are unbelievable. The only way this got out is that this is major leaks inside the State Department and other areas where they had no business leaking it. This is a national security threat that should have been a national security issue that should have been put to the president, and they had no business leaking it out. It's not in their purview to leak it out. You just can't ask Snowden or Bradley Manning if you could just blat out anything you want about information that you think is wrong. You can't.
So this is just a big battle going on in the background.
A lot of it is for control of your ideas. A lot of it is for control of thought shaping. Oh, Trump's bad. Don't believe it. Oh, Trump is most people aren't for Trump. That's a lie. People who voted for him now have second thoughts. That's a lie. Trump's not getting anything done. That's also a lie. You know, this is just the thought shaping. We have to take him out of office because he is partial to the Russians, and he could be blackmailed by the Russians, and he's really a Russian agent. This is all lies, and more lies. They don't want him to gain power, because as he gains power, he attacks the power structures, and they lose power. As he gains power, this is why this is frantic. As he gains power and gets his staff set and gets his people set, which is just a delay tactic of what they've tried to do with his cabinet, which I think he has it all in place now. This is just as he gains power, he gets his team together. You know, you can't really start running your plays until you have your team together. And so as he gains power, that's what you're going to see more and more of. This is going to be frantic. And I think Trump is going to take out some people. Maybe he takes them out with the pedophile scam that even Catherine Alston Fitz has brought up and said there's going to be some major arrests done with pedophilia. What about Dennis Hastert? I mean, on both sides of the aisle. You know, Dennis Hastert, former Speaker of the House. What did he go down for? What did he go down for? What was his crime? Think about it. What's the answer? Wasn't it like child sex stuff? Pedophilia? Right? Isn't that right?
I understand.
Sandusky's kid just got arrested in this pedophile scam.
How could he get to be Speaker of the House without other people in Congress knowing what he was up to? Which means they are essentially complicit. Some of them had to know this guy is fornicating with children.
Maybe he doesn't belong here.
Well, exactly.
Maybe a lot of other people are doing the same thing. You know, who knows? Who knows if
you know,
there's
when
a,
you talk about shaping thoughts, thought shaping, is there any evidence as to whether or not they're succeeding? Is there a growing number of people, after all these efforts, are the number of people that are critical of Trump, are they growing or are they failing?
I do not know. I don't know what to trust anymore, Alfred. I got to tell you, it's so hard to even trust, you know, what information I have. I'm just kind of feeling through the dark. There probably are some things in the Trump White House where they are doing things a little funky. I mean, Betsy DeVos misspelled the very first tweet she had, you know, for education secretary. She misspelled the person's name she was talking about. I mean, you know, that doesn't help. That's real. That happened. And, you know, of course, the mainstream propaganda is going to point out every idiotic thing they can to discredit Trump. So they're not. They have to really be on their P's and Q's. And so does Trump himself. He's got to be deadly accurate before he tweets anything out. He's got to be right on the money, or be able to, you know, be able to defend it. I mean, I heard one report from a local TV station in New York, who used to work at Fox, and he actually called the president a liar by he didn't say falsely putting out, by lying about voter fraud. That was how the newscaster, quote unquote, prostitute, you know, propagandist framed it, lying about voter fraud. Not there, you know, there's no evidence of voter fraud. That's another total lie. There's been all kinds of reports by Pew. We just had this latest thing with Jill Stein in Wayne County. We've had all kinds of different reports and guesstimates on how much voter fraud, anywhere between 3 and 5 million illegal votes cast. I mean, there's a lot of voter fraud, I think, that's out there, and Trump's going to get his investigated. Then you have the oligarchs on the inside, you know, Ryan and Mitch McConnell. There won't be any money for, you know, a voter fraud investigation. Well, I'm sorry, there'll be plenty of money for that. Trump can do whatever he wants with the money he's budgeted at the White House. Plus, he can take the fines that he gets, and he can divert them any way he wants. You know, who knows? But, you know, now you're hearing all this stuff about how they're having all these ICE raids. Well, they're doing their jobs. But the idea here is, is it working? And I would say it didn't work in the campaign, and it was fevered, and it came out that the press actually literally with email evidence by WikiLeaks that has been confirmed, all the big news agencies, everybody, ABC, NBC, CNN, CBS, you know, NBC, MSNBC, Politico, New York Times, all conspired with the Clinton camp.
And they lost.
And so it didn't work.
Yeah,
And so the best thing Trump could do is to concentrate and to be successful. They're going to try to make him not successful. He's under attack by the neocons. He's under attack by the criminal crony class, which is the Democrats and Republicans. He's under attack by the Democrats themselves. He's under attack by the prostitutes. He's under attack by Silicon Valley. Did you know that when Trump tweets something and the people that respond positively, according to Cliff High, who used to work for Microsoft all over the world, when somebody responds positively, they take those tweets out, and the only retweets they allow into the matrix are the negative ones. And what is that? A thought shaping to make sure that everybody that does respond to Trump is a negative response, to make you think that everybody hates Trump. You know, like the Make America Great Again chick who wore the dress, you know, which was the story of the Grammys, right?
The Grammys, yeah.
She showed up with the Make America Great Again. Her record skyrocketed. I mean, unbelievable skyrocketed in popularity and sales. And, you know, what does USA Today run for a headline? You know, what's her name? Adele. Oh, she was great. You know, not the Make America. They didn't even mention the Make America Great Again. That's a lie by omission. That was the biggest story of the Grammys. That was a huge story. Mm-hmm. Man, she walked into the Lions. She walked into the Lions' den wearing a meat dress.
Well, with the price of meat, that has to be a fairly expensive dress, then,
well,
I suppose.
Well, she was went in there just to say, "Hey, y'all, Make America Great Again, red, white, and blue." And that was a heck of a story. And so I just want people to know, don't be sucked in by the propaganda media. Don't be sucked in by the thought control and by the propaganda and by the lies that they are doing to make you think that Trump is, it's on his last legs. Are there some things that Trump could be doing better? There's no doubt. Could they handle it in a much more efficient and much more professional way? Yes. But I don't care. Stop the illegal immigration. Stop giving away the free stuff. Don't go to war and have World War III with Russia. You know, stop the terrorists. Stop the so-called refugees. Catherine Austin Fitz said there's one study that for every 10,000 refugees you brought here to resettle, you could resettle 120,000 somewhere in the Middle East. Can you imagine that? 12 to 1, 12 times more expensive to settle 10,000 refugees here. Of course, they all get food stamps and EBT cards, and they get housing, and they get free education, and they get everything. They get a Social Security check. Hey, you're a refugee. Oh, well, let's give you the royal treatment, better than our own people who are veterans, better than them, free health care. Did I mention that? Which they said they weren't going to do. But anyway, the long and short of it is my advice to everybody is don't be sucked in by the bogus, biased propaganda media. They're not even the news media. I'm not going to call them that because they're not. They are have exposed themselves to be propaganda media. They would never have me on CNN.
The news
I would
is
love
intended
to have Jake Tapper
inform.
Have me on CNN. I would love it if he'd have me on CNN. Oh, incidentally, speaking of, he brought up the fact that there was we have people reporting from the Middle East, and we have people. Are you saying that that's fake news? Just because? Let me see if I can kind of CNN. They had a reporter in the Middle East, and she quit because she was in Bahrain, and she was making them. Hold on. She was making
15 seconds.
She was being told how to do her stories in the Middle East, and she quit over it.
I don't blame her a bit. We're going to have to let it go at that.
Okay.
Greg, thank you for being on the program. We always enjoy it. We enjoy your passion
Absolutely,
and your insights.
Greg, thank you.
Melody and I will be back tomorrow. And in the meantime, we hope you'll tune in then. In the meantime, the good Lord bless you and me and Melody, Todd, the producer, and Greg Hunter from USAWatchdog.com. Thank you, Greg. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I work all night, I work all day to pay the bills I have to pay. Ain't it sad? And still there never seems to be a single penny left for me.
That's too bad.